You're listening to the Dez and BA Sports Talk Show on Dumpster Juice Radio.
Dumpster Juice Radio.
Taj Money. You really gonna act like that? Shit right there fucked up. Words can't even express how I feel right now. Yeah. See, I'm gonna feel it, but she need to quit it. She knows it's a business. She knows you're here, and I wish it was different, but that's just the way it is. You show love to a nigga, he still might cross it. That's just the way it is. They shot on my car, a bullet ain't hit me like I had rabbit ears. They gon' talk about you bad when you up, they so mad. When you broke, they be glad. Just cause we grow up together don't mean I'ma give you a pass. Yeah, we fucking, but since the beginning we both knew this shit wouldn't last. 12 got behind me, we're working to climb, my heart beat fast. These niggas some pussies, I'm seeing right through them.
Kawhi, what you doing, man? You stressing me out, I'm losing sleep, man. You got people like B.A. waking up every day with a smile on his face. He full of hope. Man, will you please tell me where you going and don't say it's L.A.? Think about this, bro. You just won one in the North. You got Drake up there with the owl on side of the plane and giving you all kind of free stuff, man. You're living in a $20 million condo. Think about this, Claw. Don't go to L.A. You don't even like talking. That's paparazzi central out there in L.A. They're going to be trying to ask you questions. You're going to be doing that laugh with your cornrows and all that stuff. You're going to be looking crazy. Man, go to the North. Go to the North. Go back to the snow where they're not going to bother you. Do not come to L.A. My name is Dez, and this is my pitch. Break B.A.'s heart. Do not go to L.A.
She need to quit it. She knows you've been. She knows you're here, and I wish it was different, but that's just the way it is. You show love to a nigga, he still might cross it. That's just the way it is. They shot on my car, a bullet ain't hit me like I had rabbit ears. They gon' talk about you bad when you up, they so mad. When you broke, they be glad. Just cause we grow up together don't mean I'ma give you a pass. Yeah, we fucking, but since the beginning we both knew this shit wouldn't last. 12 got behind me, we're working to climb, my heart beat fast.
Man, stressing me out, man. Come on, man. Make up your mind, bro. You know where you going. Man. We back, man. So the clock. The clock still got us waiting, man. Still waiting.
I know.
Where you at? Where your hopes at?
I would love to get him, but he ain't no make it or break it for me.
Y'all hear that?
He not. I mean, he really not. Because I didn't even think we had a chance to get him from the start.
So right now it's just nervous energy because you really want him. You really, really deep down think you got a chance to get him.
I want him. We got a chance. Whether we get him or not, that yet to be seen. But I would love to have him, no doubt, to play next to LeBron. I'm going to be honest with you. I just can't picture him coming to L.A., sitting over in the corner being a spot-up shooter.
No, not at all.
I mean, you get what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I'm just trying to make logical sense out of it.
Yeah, not at all. That ain't...
That I just don't see him doing that.
That's not his game, and that's not going to benefit him down
if
the road.
If it was just LeBron...
Different.
Or just AD...
Different.
He probably would do it.
Because the other person has to...
Somebody got to take a step back.
Yeah, it's
and is it going to be LeBron?
It's back and forth with his two people. When it's three people, man, you
got
to
have to... But I got a pitch, too, just like LeBron. LeBron pitch is, I'm going to step back, man, let y'all have it. This y'all team.
And just holler at me if you need.
I'm going to be the point guard. I'm going to be the facilitator. All y'all getting y'all points. That's now if LeBron go in with that attitude, it'll work.
Man, at the end of the day, here's the thing. As far as the pitchers go, L.A., it ain't hard to sell L.A. It's the Lakers. It's a storied franchise.
He's
it's
a
all
star.
That star. He's a superstar.
It don't
so
matter.
The allure of all LA. That don't matter to him because he is the top dog.
Nah, it don't matter to him because he's from L.A.
Yeah.
You don't have to lure somebody back to where they're from.
True, that's true. Yeah.
You know, but the thing is, what's with him is his gameplay. He wants to be...
Man, I love when I get a text message in the middle of us recording. Good gosh, my...
He wants to be a viable option, but he don't want to be the third option. You get what I'm saying?
Right. He wants some help, but he don't
want
to be just...
He don't want all the help where he ain't going to be doing nothing. And he got to take his guy. But common sense, LeBron automatically got to take a step back. He 34 years old, man.
Yeah,
he got to take a step back to try to play till his son get in the league.
Here we go.
No, I'm just being honest. You got
to prolong yourself.
You got to pace yourself. You got to play with great players and let them be great. You've been being great for all these years. Now it's time for you to sit back and let somebody else be great.
Really be a boss. Just delegate and let somebody else do the dirty work.
No, not saying that. He pick and choose his spots.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, he can go in to where he ain't got to go hard.
Now, not the way you trying to say, like, he trying to ride somebody's coattail. No. I'm just saying, just pick and choose your spot. Let them young boys.
Yeah, assert yourself when you need. When they need the help, they can't get it figured out. You go in big.
Nah,
big
not even that. Not even that. Just let them shine. You done shine. You LeBron James. Let them boys get 30 points a game, and you be the one getting the 20.
Man, just to interrupt that, man. That Coco Gauff chick, that little 15-year-old girl, man, that's crazy. She is rolling over that woman. 15
years old and knocked off a legend.
15. Knocked somebody off today. Straight six.
But guess what?
What?
Venus, you know right now it's time for you to hang it up.
It's a wrap.
When you start getting beat by 15-year-old, give it up.
It's a wrap, yeah.
It's over.
A little long in the tooth.
All over but the baby crying.
Just like the monkey said when they cut his tail off.
Won't be long now.
Yeah, man.
It's time.
But yeah, she's a, golly, she's good. 15 years old, man. Jeez. 2-0 in Wimbledon in the third round. Youngest to do that in a long time.
That's and crazy. One more thing on Kawhi.
Yeah.
I don't think that he can be the villain. You know when you build them teams.
You're going to be the villain. You the last guy. That you the...
You're going to be a villain now.
Yeah.
You're going to be a villain.
But, I mean, being a villain really don't bother him because he don't really care about what everybody thinks or what everybody says and all that stuff.
Yeah, but do he? Or has he not had to face that yet?
Yeah. Because it's hard to
hide. But he did it with the Spurs. He got up out of there.
Yeah.
So, I don't know if he can handle it or he just know how to put that to the side. I don't know. Man. But I know Kevin Durant couldn't handle it. That's when he come up with the fake page and all that.
The burner account.
The burner account, all yeah, that kind
Durant,
of stuff.
Man, Durant got rabbit ears. He listens to everything, man.
So.
He honestly do. But at the end of the day, I kind of feel like, I feel what Durant said because he should be able to do whatever he wants to do. But in his position, it's
just I'm Durant. You know who I am. Right. I'm Kevin Durant.
Like, you don't have to speak and yell and fuss and. And tweet back at the common folk because, man, you are Kevin Durant. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But he feels.
But that lets you know how he really feels. He's sensitive.
Yeah.
The guy is sensitive.
Yep.
He's just a sensitive guy. That's it.
The dude driving the Lamborghini don't care nothing about you looking at him saying you don't like the wheels he got on the building.
Nah, I mean.
He don't care.
But how can I see somebody driving a Lamborghini and say, you need to put some wheels on that?
Exactly. When I don't got one.
When I don't even got one.
Yeah.
That, I mean, that's what you got to look at.
That's the part why it makes it comical that he actually replies and fusses right. with people. Yeah.
Right. Like a man with millions of dollars, I'm trying to tell him how to spend his money. I'm trying to tell a man how to invest his money. He already got millions of dollars.
Right.
I mean, that don't make sense.
Let's go tell Bill Gates and Warren Buffett how to come up, how to flip their money.
Yeah. That don't make sense. Yeah, it just don't make sense. Man. Leave that alone.
That is insane.
But I know all y'all guys.
All y'all that, meaning me. Just me.
No, whoever that hate LeBron.
No, I don't hate LeBron.
Don't want LeBron to win.
I don't hate LeBron.
LeBron James is winning the title this year, whether we get Kawhi Leonard or not.
Bet. On the record, y'all. What we putting on it?
Bet.
He say bet, y'all.
Yeah.
I got any other takers.
Regardless.
I got any other Laker fan takers. William Collins. Calvin Ramsey.
Nah, I ain't gonna bet like that. No. Nah. You gonna have to give me them odds.
No, I want no odds. No. What's ain't Vegas? It's Wiggins.
Yeah, I can't. What? I take that bet.
You say you confident. Go
I bet. Just you. Bet. I bet and then you pick somebody to win.
Bet head up. No.
No, it don't make sense. I'm losing odds. No, listen, I want odds too.
I'm at the dice game.
I want the odds too.
I ain't shooting dice, but I'm side betting like a mug.
Yeah, but you can tell me who ain't gonna win it because how many other teams is in the NBA?
A lot of teams.
All right, then you gonna bet the field? I'm betting the field.
No,
if I had to bet,
I'm betting the field.
If I bet to win the money, I'm gonna bet the field.
Nah, y'all heard him back. He walked back on his bet. Just
no, now. I bet. Betting ain't what I'm talking about. I'm talking about my odds to go with the bet.
So I gotta.
an open bet, no odds, head up for B.A., Willie Collins, Spencer Edwards, Calvin Ramsey. Who else we got?
Only a crazy man a bet without his odds.
Come on, man. This ain't Vegas. This Stone County. We back with the dirt road betting right here.
Yeah, but they ain't doing that. But yeah, I bet.
The dirt road betting, man. Simple as that. Big cool. Jerry Lorenzo, man. Hefty lefty. Remember that guy, right?
Yes, sir.
R.I.P. to that dude, man. Golly. Cal Corver will not be a Los Angeles Laker as of now.
Oh, yeah?
He will not be a Los Angeles Laker.
Oh, okay. That's all right.
Yeah.
I'm signing Bucks.
Grizz buy him out and trade him to the Suns.
Oh, they got something for him then.
Yeah, they did.
No, Dez. See, you slow.
I know he still can get off that contract.
No.
Yes, he can.
The Suns going to buy him out.
That's the whole reason they used that to get – Memphis needed to get some players.
You behind. The Suns is about to buy him out. And he favored to go to the Lakers. So, if you hadn't heard on that.
No, it's the Lakers. It's the 76ers and the Bucks.
I said he favored to go to the Lakers. I ain't say that was the only – of course, I ain't say that was the only team looking at it.
Yeah, but I was looking at that. Honestly, I thought it was going to be just a buyout from Memphis and straight over to L.A. But now Memphis traded him to the Suns. Now the Suns are going to buy him out. Mm-hmm. And he's got the Lakers, the 76ers, and the Bucks.
You don't want them Lakers to get nobody, man. That's a shame. He reads stuff wrong. You don't want him to get something so bad.
Man, but tell me this right here, man.
True hater, boy. Sound like a true hater.
Pete Alonso. God, that dude rolling right
now. Yeah, he tell.
Rolling. Anyway, man, Ricky Rubio, 3 years, $51 million.
Listen.
That money in the NBA.
I know,
man.
But no, listen. Back to what I was telling you before free agency started. I said, I'm glad we getting a max player. Because all these role players is getting overpaid. Now you telling me Ricky Rubio is worth a 3-year $51 million contract?
No, sir.
You telling me that Patrick Beverly is worth a 3-year $40 million contract? Those are role players, man.
Yeah, it's a lot of change there. That's a lot of change.
That's for role player. Hey,
I believe you and I right now combined could probably. Well, no, that's a far stretch. But because putting you in there, I believe me. But nah, Ricky Rubio can't shoot, man.
No, but listen,
at all.
Listen,
he can distribute the ball. He can run the floor.
The way this free agency gone, the Lakers wouldn't have been able to get but two pieces.
Right, that's true.
You get what I'm saying? So why not try to get Kawhi? I mean, what? It didn't hurt us. Everything else was overpriced. Now, look. We can go get some of these third-tier free agencies for cheap. For El Cheapo. Minimums.
Fill out the roster.
Because they ain't no money nowhere else. There's no more money in the league right now. The only people going to have money is the ones that miss out on Kawhi Leonard. And if Toronto don't get them, they don't have no money. So if he go back to Toronto, the Clippers and the Lakers going to have some money to spend.
Man, did you hear what they're talking about working out as far as his deal and all that stuff with Toronto?
Uh-uh.
Man, they're saying that, which I think would be super smart on his part, they're saying that he may sign a 2-year deal. 2-year deal to take him up to his 10.
Nah, but see, he can do that in L.A. too. That don't even matter. That what you talking about don't matter. He can do a 2-year, go to L.A., and then when in 2 more seasons, sign a Supermax in L.A.
Yeah,
with the veterans.
To get him up to that 10
years. Now, don't go to talking about he ain't there yet. Quit begging and praying. He's not there yet. That don't matter what they trying to do. He can do the same thing in L.A., either one of the L.A.s. That, and it didn't work out better because we know he ain't finna finish his career over there. You know good and well he's not going to finish the rest of his career in Toronto.
No, not at all.
So if you ain't planning on staying now, your best time is to leave now. Because if he don't leave, alright, say he signed a 2-year deal, but then he want to leave in 2 seasons. Then he ain't going to get the Supermax.
Yeah, that's true.
Unless they do a sign and trade.
But my thing that I would be fearful of if I was in his position, I would be fearful of the fact that
he's injury prone.
Yes, he's injury prone. Did you see how the man walked off that plane?
Look at him. That's him in the back. That's him in the back.
You know what I'm saying?
That's so, not him in the front.
I thought that was him in the front right there.
Man, look at the dude coming out the back. That had to be him.
So if you get injured, man, or something like that, or something happens, or your season on, just any little janky thing can happen, then you're
going
to
do him just like Kevin Durant.
Yeah.
Gonna get his money regardless.
You think?
Of course. He's gonna get his money.
I wouldn't even be risking it though.
But he's gonna get his money. What is you risking? Well, what, Kevin Durant went back out there because he knew he was gonna get a max somewhere. So he ain't risking nothing.
You know what? That's us as a fans sitting around. I guess I got caught up in fandom with that situation too, because at the end of the day, I'm like, man, why would he do this? And why would he do all that? And why would he hurt himself? And why would he even risk it? Yada, yada, yada. It didn't even matter. He's getting the same paycheck. He's getting paid more. It didn't affect his money at all.
Right. So that's why he did it.
The only thing that happened differently he didn't take the rest of that money that he could have gotten Golden State. Nah. But he was out of there. He didn't want
the only thing he affected was his legacy. Because he's going to lose a year.
Yeah, getting hurt.
Getting hurt.
And then you don't know
how he could have won. He could have won something, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so for the record, I think if Kevin Durant wins, I think he was out of there, win or lose.
Do you honestly think if they won that third championship, he was going to walk?
Yeah, because of the situation with the way they handled the injury thing and then that whole Draymond Green thing. Yeah, I think he was out of there. Mm-hmm. I think it was out.
I don't know. I think that was his exit right there.
What, the injury or Draymond Green?
No, when he got hurt, it was over.
Yeah. That's crazy.
But
man,
I'm just glad he lost on his way out.
You see that where Steph Curry took his plane from China and flew up to New York to thank Kevin Durant?
Yeah, but yeah, he did that.
That's a class guy there, man.
Yeah, but that's what it was. That's what it turned out to be.
Yeah.
He went up there trying to recruit the man and see if he was going to stay. But on his way to New York,
found out he wasn't going to be there.
So he found out he done already said he was gone.
Had already fueled the jet, so might as well go on go, huh?
So you might as well go on go, at least try to thank him.
Yeah.
He didn't know. He didn't know at first.
That's crazy, man.
Because they were like, Kevin Durant going to make his decision tomorrow. Then all of a sudden, the story just broke.
Man, listen. No, that's the crazy thing about the free agency this year. The story didn't just break that he's signing over here. The story broke and had the money, the years, and everything already on it.
Yeah.
Before the deadline.
Because it's max.
I mean, it's just like that.
But it's max.
I don't understand that, man. I don't understand these teams. How are you negotiating? How are you pitching? How are you doing all this stuff? And then all this stuff is leaking. Like, that's a purpose thing, isn't it? Well, they drive the market by leaking stuff like that. Which we like it. We eat it up. We've been talking about it for a few weeks. Well, last two weeks.
Everything you turn on is talking about Kawhi. Everything. Free agents. That's all we can talk about.
Everything, man.
But is you going to talk about it if he just so happened to stay in L.A. and go to them Lakers? Is you going to want to talk about it then?
And listen, we're not going to discuss subjects on this show that are just...
Jalen Rose said he 99% going to stay in Toronto. He know more than the reporters.
Man, that Rose, man.
He's a basketball analyst, and he's trying to do somebody else's job.
Trying to do the reporter job.
Trying to do a reporter job.
Yeah.
Come on now. You out your league, man. You see Rose, all them boys, he said that, and all them boys, Brian Windhorst and Rose came right behind him and said, we don't know nothing.
We don't know nothing.
But you know, how that work? I don't understand how that go. The totem pole. I thought they supposed to have some kind of...
Hierarchy, some kind of...
Like agreement to where...
They kind of work together?
I'm going to get...
Be the one to report it.
Yeah, I'm going to be the one to report this. Yeah. Period. No matter if you know or not, I'm going to be. Because, you know, it's supposed to be like that. It ain't just anybody can just...
Yeah, because at the end of the day, Jalen Rose is going to need the reporters to do his job.
But you gotta look. Ain't but three teams looking for him. So he got a 33% chance that he right.
Right or wrong.
You get what I'm saying? So, I mean, how can you just step on somebody else's toes talking about this is 99? That's guaranteed when you say 99%.
That's done, ain't it?
That's a done deal. Yeah. But how come you the only one got the story, though?
When you say 99%, you basically saying, oh, they just work out the detail. It's a done deal.
Right, but what I'm saying is, why don't nobody else know nothing, though?
Yeah, because it ain't hit.
But he shouldn't be the one reporting that.
Either way,
because if he going to be a reporter, you could be a reporter.
Listeners, he really caught up on this Jalen Rose thing because Jalen Rose said it's 99%.
No,
stay in Toronto. If it was L.A., man, he'd be Jalen Rose fan right now.
No, Chris Broussard reported today that it's a 90% chance that he's going to L.A. Yeah. But that ain't true. And I know it ain't true.
Don't nobody know, man.
But what I'm saying is, how these people are, but Chris Broussard is a reporter.
That's true.
You get what I'm saying? So,
but he also said that some things about Kevin Durant. And Kevin Durant said, you ain't got my numbers. You don't talk to me.
Yeah, but he said, we DM'ing and had the DMs.
Yeah.
And had the paperwork.
But you never know because Kevin Durant got 13 burner accounts. He don't know if that was his right account or not. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you might be right on that too. But I just don't understand how a guy on the NBA on ESPN that's a basketball analyst leaking reports. How did that go? And you know they talked about that, Dad. Because when he said it, people was uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Like even Mike Greenberg, he was like, oh, okay, we finna get Woj out here. Woj like, I ain't got nothing to report. What you keep for a whole hour he supposed to be getting Woj out there to talk about it.
So
but
Jalen Rose on Revis Island by himself.
There you go. That man is not finna tie himself to a story that ain't broke.
Yep.
You get what I'm saying?
Mess up his good little reputation.
That's all I'm saying, though, man. It's got to be a pecking order. That is it. It ain't because of what he said. It's because of how it went down.
Right.
That's all I'm talking about. Because I'm like, man, that ain't how you do business. Yeah. That's like if you selling watermelon and you right out there by Quick Stop. You got your truck loaded down, then another dude pull up right beside you. With loaded watermelon, selling watermelon for a dollar cheaper than yours.
Man, I'm out here 2 hours.
Man, at least go to Walmart. At least go over there to Walmart.
It's going to be a fight, ain't it?
You get what I'm saying? At least go to Walmart and sell you watermelon. I got this spot locked down.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? At least, that's all I'm saying.
Been
man.
Selling good all day. Then you pull up selling a dollar cheaper with bigger watermelon.
Because if I see him, I'm going to know I can't. I ain't stepping on his toe. I'm going over here.
Right.
That's it.
Had to be a little bit considerate, huh?
Yeah, you can't be leaking that type of stuff. I mean, even if... But look, he got a 33% chance that he right.
Right.
So,
hard to be wrong.
I mean, it's just a good chance.
Hey, man, but listen, does this not make you think a little bit, but nobody is giving the Clippers a chance.
I just don't think...
That kind of worries me a little bit.
No, that don't worry me.
And they did strike out on getting that second piece.
That's the problem.
There's nobody to go with it.
Listen, I understand they got good core.
But the core ain't enough.
You over there with LeBron and AD. Good core ain't going to hold up.
No, you need a Hemi.
You got Utah. Everybody over there done improved.
Yep.
Just Kawhi going to the Clippers, that's not enough. And then Kawhi going to L.A. might be too much.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying?
Kawhi going to L.A., man, is...
But you got to... This is what you got to do. LeBron is not the same LeBron, man.
Man, look, I want to hear you today talking about trying to put some reparations in and get LeBron some help.
No, I'm just saying.
And put a new clutch in for LeBron and all this
no, stuff. Man, no, I mean.
He the king. Leave it alone. You want him to be the guy? You want him to be the best player in the world?
No, I don't want him to be none of that.
But yeah, but you finna start talking about he needs some help. He can't do all that.
If I can say what I want to say, then you'll know what I'm finna talk about.
Go ahead, man. Go ahead.
But what I'm saying is you got to look at LeBron as if he a 34-year-old player. His career is on the backside. No matter how good he played, his career on the backside.
Yeah.
He on the back end of his career. I mean, that's father time is undefeated.
So you got a time management, like.
That's what I'm saying. So that's what you got to look and consider when you're talking about coming to L.A.
Kawhi missed, what, 22 games? 30, how many games he missed? 22?
22.
22 games, and he still, you know, has some nagging injuries going through the playoffs, but just imagine if he tried to play 10 or 15 more of those games that he missed, then he wouldn't have the energy in his tank to do what he did in the playoffs.
Yeah, but if he come to L.A., he wouldn't have to do that. You see what I'm saying?
How you know that, though?
He's not going to have to play as hard. Man, that man had to do everything.
Yeah.
He don't have to do everything.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? That's just the bottom. They're going to be blowing some people out. Yeah,
if he goes into L.A., it should never be a situation to where he's having everything. They're going to get them tough games, you know,
yeah,
in the West, where they're going to have to knuckle up or whatnot. But night in and night out, nobody's going to have to be saving the team. Nobody's going to be stepping up. Yeah, exerting energy like that.
Just like baseball. You got pitches, then you got stress pitches.
Right.
This is a different degree on a stress pitch than just a regular pitch.
Right.
And that's what I'm saying. Like, some of his minutes are going to be easy minutes.
Right.
And then some of his minutes, he might get a few where it's tough, but he ain't going to really have a hard grind out season. Everything's going to be like cruise control. Like that new Cadillac they got that drive itself. Mm-hmm. Autopilot. And that's what it is. It's going to be autopilot.
Middle relief is middle relief. That's one thing. But you need a guy to come in there and get you a hold and then have somebody set up for the closer when it's a tight game. Those are stress pitches that you're talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's a big difference. I get you on that. But listen. Kawhi staying in Toronto, to me, is the best thing for the NBA.
Nah, I don't
think. In my opinion, as a fan, because him staying in Toronto.
You want parity. No.
Yeah,
you,
I want parity.
You just don't want LeBron to go into a season knowing he's going to win championship.
Yeah, who wants that, though?
You should understand that. Oh, no, I do want that. I don't know what you're talking about. I want that. But.
There's no fun in that, man.
But the league got to have a hated team. When Miami put together that super team,
everybody hated him. Golden State, everybody hates him.
Everybody hated Golden State. Everybody hated them good teams. And that's good for the league.
So, but right now, check this out. If you had to look at, I don't know what it is, man, but just LeBron and AD don't scare me.
Okay.
They don't.
Okay. But who else can you add to that? Who else can you add to that?
They don't scare me.
Who can you add to that to be scared?
Kawhi.
What do scare you then?
Kawhi.
If that don't scare you, what can scare you?
The claw.
Hey, listen, man. I be trying to tell y'all, Kawhi is a good player, but he one of the most overrated players, too.
Uh-oh. Oh, now we're getting into something. Kawhi Leonard is overrated. Y'all heard it.
He's overrated.
Y'all heard it. See, it's a chance that he might not get him in L.A. So
and I'm going to tell you what I'm talking about.
Go ahead.
I'm going to tell you.
Go ahead. I'm listening.
Everybody talk about the year when he's a big three killer or whatever they call it.
And LeBron scored all his points on him. Okay.
LeBron, he didn't stop LeBron.
Yeah, listen, I told you this before.
But what? He didn't stop LeBron.
I told you this before.
It's just on
if
the
you
Spurs.
Hold LeBron to 30 points, you have shut him down.
No.
Because LeBron can go for 50 a night, B.A., if he wanted to. He's just an unselfish player.
No, he can't go for that on a big three killer.
Man.
How can he do that on the big three killer?
Okay, check this out right here.
On Kawhi Leonard?
Yes.
You saying he can do that?
Yes.
So you just made my case for me.
What you mean? He's overrated?
He's overrated then. If I can go out there and score 50 points on you, then you overrated.
I let him walk me into that one, y'all.
No, you just made my argument. Man, I don't even got to say nothing no more.
No, what I'm saying is.
No, you can't take it. Leave that one alone. Go to something else. Go to something else. Ain't nothing you can say. No,
you know what I meant by that, man.
No, I know what you meant.
If you haul LeBron to 30. 35? Nah, you shut LeBron down. LeBron
we don't
go
need
50
no more sugarcoating going on around him.
LeBron go 50 a night, B.A.
On Kawhi?
Nah, the clock holding him.
Oh, okay. Okay.
The clock holding him for 35.
You really did back in, huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
So you if you keep LeBron around that area, you know.
Listen, Kawhi.
He cut you up pretty good.
I'm going to be honest with you. The man just learned how to score. He just learned how to score last couple seasons. He ain't even been an offensive threat like he is now.
No, and he's shooting the ball. He's shooting three like, better.
He's shooting. I mean, he just got like that. He ain't really. I love to have him. Don't get me wrong.
You know what I saw with him this year, though, man? I saw his assertiveness. I saw him say, okay, we down or we up. We got a chance to go ahead and get him, knock him on out. I saw him be real assertive. When he had those opportunities, he took the ball and he did it. And sometimes, you know, his shot didn't go in, but he...
That's a closer.
Yeah, he started... He, man.
Close him out.
And you know who my favorite closer is. I said to y'all today. You know my favorite guy at the end of the game right now in the NBA. Dame Dolla's my favorite guy at the end of the game. He's my favorite guy at the end of the game. Man, the dude gets the right shot. You know, he's that's my closer. But, yeah, Kawhi, he was assertive, man. He was real assertive. But, yeah, I like Toronto. I like him staying in Toronto because that gives them an opportunity to battle with the Sixers. That
man, you
just, Giannis, he get to battle with them.
You could care less about Toronto. You just don't want to see him go to L.A.
Yeah, because when
you don't want to see him rather go to the Lakers. You want him to go to L.A., Clippers, or it don't matter which one he go to.
I like parity, man.
No, you like LeBron at the bottom. That's what you like. But it ain't going to happen. I told you, we winning the championship whether Kawhi come or not. And that's just all I'm going to say about that.
I see you didn't take that bet, though.
Ain't no best. I mean, ain't no way I can bet it.
Y'all got the best odds right now anyway, so.
Right. But I want them. I still want them.
Nah, have confidence in your team, man. Just jump out there
and live. I still want them. I don't care nothing about that. I still want them. If I'm on bet.
Be a fool not to take the odds on them. They give them to you.
Yeah, they give them to me.
Golly, man. Yeah, I want that parity, B.A. I just don't want to go into another season saying, oh, they're going to win it.
He's scared to death too, boy. He been really loose. He checking his phone every 5 seconds, trying to see if LeBron him that side.
Man, let's talk soccer real quick, man. U.S. National Women's Team.
Oh, they gonna win. They gonna win.
Yeah, Rapinoe, man, got a little hamstring problem though. She the star.
Yeah, she did like Klay Thompson. She went on and set out that game so she can play in the big boy game
on Sunday. Yeah, I'm gonna definitely watch that on Sunday, man.
Yeah, that's all she did.
Man, they making a big deal out of old girl, that Megan chick that scored the
They say they celebrating and all that type of stuff.
She did the little pose drinking tea.
All that type of stuff, yeah.
They don't like America.
Right? But they said when they scored 13 goals, said they was up by all them goals and still celebrating. That was disrespectful.
Yeah. Against Chile.
But I always thought, anytime you score a goal,
you celebrate. In soccer, you cut up, yeah.
That's what I always thought.
Because it's such a rarity. It's such a rarity in the game, yeah. So you celebrate.
But I didn't even know they had all that baseball stuff in soccer.
Yeah, all the unwritten rules and all that.
Can't toss your bat and all that type of stuff. Can't watch a home run. can't steal a base up five runs.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
Exactly. But, man, listen. They was talking about soccer being the they said female soccer is more legit when it comes down to the calls, but the male soccer, because I watch this from time to time. I'm watching men play soccer. Well, that sounds so wrong, men play soccer. When I'm watching soccer in general, and it's not female soccer, all they do is flop all the time.
I've never paid no attention to that.
And they flop on everything. It's like every call is a flop. Every call is a flop. You know how they do in the NBA, how they kind of cut down on it a little bit with the flopping, but it still goes on. It's inevitable. It's going to happen forever. But in soccer, man, you'll see somebody that just go by and arrow hit them. And they'll cut a cartwheel flip like they got kicked in the face.
Yeah.
So.
Well, all they got to do is review that. You can't review it because you take 10 hours to play one game.
Yeah, match already 90 minutes plus the 80 minutes or 90 minutes plus the overtime. That sounds sad. We got a sports talk show and I don't even know the official times on that because we don't watch soccer like that. But I actually enjoy it. Looking at it when I catch it.
I watch it when it's certain.
Big time. World Cup, stuff like that. Yeah, big time. Like now. Yeah. Man, Ezekiel Elliott, man, finally met with the NFL about that incident out there in Vegas. They met with him, said that he didn't violate league policy, even though he met with him and put an apology out there for being involved. He got a question or something with the police, but nothing. He wasn't charged with anything. Mm-hmm. Why every offseason he got something going on, man? And you said this a while back. You said the one you wouldn't pay would be him because he always got something janky going on with him.
Yeah. That's I already know. Man, he just, it's just there. It's that position. He done made a case for the Cowboys not to pay him.
Yeah.
He done made their case.
Yeah.
Because if they pay you, you get in one more incident, you getting suspended. It just don't make sense. It's like, you at least supposed to be on your best behavior when until you get your contract. But I couldn't understand that with Le'Veon Bell, though. That's the same thing Le'Veon Bell did. But he just didn't get back in trouble.
Talking about the weed situation?
Yes.
Yeah, that was him and LeGarrette Blount. Him and LeGarrette Blount.
Yeah, sure was.
Yeah, and then you remember LeBlount, that Blount was like, I want out of here. Then yeah. Blount walked. I was at the game at Tennessee. He walked in. He walked in, and then the next day it was like he was out of there. They were gonna release him. Then they said they announced releasing him, and then New England had announced a deal for him.
Yeah, yeah, he was going back to New England. Yeah, he always played good over there.
And we ain't got the Super Bowl.
Yeah,
just like that. But yeah, he's always got something going on, man. I ain't trying to persecute him, saying that, you know, he's doing stuff wrong or whatnot.
Nah, he's doing stuff wrong.
Kind of is what it is, man.
Yeah, you just gotta lay low, man. I understand you want to go out and party and get drunk and stuff like that. Get your money first.
Get your money first.
Do it at home. Drink at home. Yeah. Until you get paid.
I don't know why people haven't figured that out, man. Like, get you a homeboy. Get you somebody. Get you a guy. Girl, dog, bird. Anything that makes sure that whenever you step outside that door, they got you covered on everything.
Yeah, you just can't. Nah, that's drinking. See, he was drunk.
Man, listen.
Drinking in public.
If I made $100 million, would you not be happier than a pig at a slot party being my protector, making sure that when we walk out that door, nothing happens? Because you're the meal ticket when you're making that money. You know what I'm saying? You're the meal ticket. You the one that you grease everything. You make the engine go. So why would you not have you somebody that always makes sure you ain't got to do that? You ain't got to drive. You ain't got to do all that stuff, man.
Yeah. And then the way they stealing 500K jewelry. You don't never know what's going on with them.
Yeah, man. The female brain, I don't know what. So, love y'all to death, but golly. Can't live with you, can't live without you. But, man, it's a struggle. I tell you.
Yeah.
Man. Nah, boy. I went off the deep end there. Sound like something personal there, didn't it?
Yeah, but I'm just talking about in his situation. He had that girl. Him and the girl was fighting.
Yeah.
That's what happened. Yep. They fighting in public. Because he drunk. Come on, man. He don't even know what he did. Nope. The only way he know what he did when he looked back at the camera.
Look at the camera. Yep.
He don't know what he did.
Yep. Tyler Skaggs, man. That's crazy, huh?
Yeah, man. They still ain't gave the autopsy yet.
Nah.
Cause of death or nothing.
It happens, man.
I'm thinking something in that system.
Might be. But
I'm just speculating. But
it's baseball, you know. I hate to put a bad spin or try to put any speculation out there on somebody like that. But him being a young guy and then something like that happening without any—
he ain't died of natural causes.
Man, you know,
he too young.
And then he's young and he's also a big league pitcher. So if anybody
it's got to be something.
If anybody in the world gets monitored, it's a—
that's what I'm saying. I mean, I can't. Pitcher. Can you say natural causes? I can't say that for only 27-year-old, can
I? I mean, it can happen.
Natural causes?
Yeah, sure.
27-year-old?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's just highly unlikely. I mean, he could have, he could very easily had a heart attack or something, anything, but.
Yeah. It happens, man.
That's sad.
We'll see what happens. And even if it is something in that system, that's baseball. More than likely, you won't hear about it.
Oh, they don't.
It's baseball, man.
You heard about the boy Jose Fernandez. He had cocaine in his system.
Yeah, that's true.
He had that in his system. Yeah. At the time, we didn't know what happened. Later on, they said he found cocaine in his system. Jose Fernandez.
Yeah, the jetty that he hit, if you saw where he hit it, it's crazy. little report about Hugh Jackson. All the Browns felt disrespected by his comments after he left. Man, what are you supposed to be, happy and elated that
that's
they did that to him?
They kicking the man while he down.
Yeah.
You can't kick nobody while they down. Everybody over there was losing.
Right.
It wasn't just him losing by himself. Same team they had was losing. Well, you go get Odell Beckham, that don't mean nothing. Football is a team sport, man. Football is not no individual sport. You can go get Odell Beckham mama and put on the team. If ain't no chemistry,
ain't gonna matter.
And the locker room ain't right, they not gonna play right.
Two examples. The Dream Team, Vince Young anointed the Philadelphia Eagles. They got your boy from the Raiders, Nami.
Mm-hmm.
He got exposed.
Yeah, I mean, everything got to fit. All that
got exposed.
Man, you can't just assume, oh, this going to work out.
The Lakers' last super team didn't work out either.
Nah, they ain't had no last super team.
Yes, it did. They tried to build one back in the day.
Man, talking about Karl Malone.
Gary Payton and all that.
Yeah,
they were hurt. They ended up being hurt.
Yeah, they were old, though. Once you get that, but they were old.
I thought they were going to win it when they put the team together.
I mean, they got close. Yeah. But
they were hurt, though.
Yeah, they didn't hurt. That's why I was talking about with LeBron, man. You gotta get some young studs, man.
So what's the deal here with this little baseball, man? I'm reading the story right now. The Mets would trade Wheeler to the Yankees?
Yeah, the Mets finna have a fire sale.
What in the world?
They finna have a fire sale. Wheeler. Yeah, they were talking about that's the one they were going to trade. His contract coming up. But I wouldn't give him no Yankee throwing 99 mile per hour.
Man, I don't understand that. Well, man, whoa.
He throwing 99 strong all game. I'm talking about against the Braves. His last pitch against the Braves last time he pitched was like 97. And that was about 7 or 8 in, and he was throwing 97. Started out the game throwing 99. Man, that's an arm you need.
See that report where Peyton said he turned down Monday Night Football because he didn't want to have to critique his brother?
Oh, no, I ain't seen that.
Yeah. Makes sense. I thought he would come out and get a definite jump right at the booth, you know?
Mm-hmm.
He said when Eli's done playing and some of his friends, he can do that. He said, but now he's not going to do it because he would have to critique them. And he had other people critique him, so he didn't want to be a part of that. That's what the report says.
I mean, it makes sense.
Yeah.
You can't help throw your brother out the league.
True. Mr. Denver Nugget, Mr. Wilson Chandler over to the Nets. Mm-hmm. Like that move?
I don't really know. Wilson Chandler is just a role player. Like,
yeah, he's role, but he's tough, man.
Man, rotation.
He's tough.
Yeah, he's tough. I mean, he can shoot a three, though. He all right. He's solid.
Who was it that your boy y'all just signed, Dudley. Who was it that he was going at in the playoffs?
He said your boy is garbage in half court. Wallace. Not Wallace, but Simmons, I mean. He said
Ben Simmons? Oh, okay.
He said Ben Simmons is average in half court offense.
I'm going to stop him when
he starts. Average at best.
I'm going to stop him when he starts lying, man.
Yeah. Average at best in half court offense. In the four quarters of them playoff game, he wasn't even in the game.
He got to lay it up. If he can't lay it up, he can't do nothing for you.
Yeah.
He's a gifted athlete. Don't get me wrong, man.
Yeah, but he need to be a forward. He don't need to be no guard. They need to quit calling him a point guard. Put him down there and put his back against the basket and play down there in that power forward. Go down there and play. He's not a guard, because if he's a guard, all guards can at least shoot. At least attempt to shoot. The man won't even attempt to shoot.
So he's what, 22?
22 years old. He got an upside.
$34 million a year for him?
At 22. Boy, he gonna make some money. He lying to make $700 million.
$34 million a year.
At 22 years old.
Man.
I think he probably gonna make $700 million in his career.
Man, listen.
Remember when?
Let's talk about this right here. Look, now that we're on contract, I just thought about this, something I read the other day. Ben Simmons is getting a 5-year, 170 deal. 170 max deal. A max deal. 34 a year is what he's going to get. Mm-hmm. You know how much Tom Brady's made his entire career? With 6 Super Bowl wins?
Probably.
Greatest quarterback we've seen?
Probably $100 million at best.
$201 million.
Okay, yeah. He ain't made a lot of money. And that's 42. That's at the age of 42. That's how many seasons.
Put that in perspective, man.
How many seasons? That's like 50, that's like 10, 15 a season.
Who, Tom Brady?
Yeah.
Man, bro, Tom Brady got to be pushing 20, don't he?
No, I'm saying, but that's how much he probably been making on the average, like 10.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, his whole entire career.
Yeah, yeah. 10 million.
At the top upper echelon of sports. Not just football, it's Tom Brady.
Yeah, Tom Brady.
Legend.
Best ever.
Solidified.
Go.
Hate him or not, that man. Man, shout out to Pick, man, because that was Pick boy. Every time I saw him, he always fussing at me about them doggone Patriots and Tom Brady. That man named Brady. R.I.P. the Pick, man. Mm-hmm. Golly. $201 million for Tom Brady's entire career. Ben Simmons finna get $170 at 22. Yeah. Basketball. Baseball. The money's out there.
Nah, that ain't basketball. That basketball.
That basketball. Take the K off of it, NBA.
Yeah, that basketball.
That's basketball. Those boys getting paid, man.
They getting paid.
Paid. Ben Simmons finna get 170. Tom Brady's earned 201 his whole career.
Been he grinding. Getting 170 and don't even know how to shoot yet.
I ain't figured out how to play the game yet.
That's crazy.
Man. And then you get this thing with this whole aspect of that diva mindset for the NBA is just there. You know, they try to talk about the wide receivers want to be divas. How can they not be divas? Man, you're giving them $30, $40 million a year.
They're making too much money. I've been saying that.
Man, I honestly, I ain't going to lie to you, man. Like, I love sports. I love the game, especially when I was heavy in it and whatnot. But I don't know how I would react with $30, $40 million coming my way. Like, do you really want to go run hills at the reservoir today?
Yeah, it's hard. That's why.
Huh?
Andrew Wiggins, man. Boy, they say he don't got no drive.
Man,
he's
come on,
making
man.
That. He's got paid. He's making the money too early.
Yeah. Why am I going to run? Go ahead and run these hills today? Man, they ain't paid me already. What am I working for?
I'm already on, man. I already got enough money that I can't even spend it all now.
I'm Jamarcus Russell right now. Jamarcus Russell really got 30. He got, for his whole setup, that whole situation, he signed that big deal, like 60-something, and he got like $30 million guaranteed. Like, you can say what you want to say about Jamal
Russell.
But did he
play the whole contract out?
No.
Oh, they cut it?
But he got all the guaranteed money.
Yeah.
So he got like $35, $36 million guaranteed. So you can say what you want to say about Jamarcus Russell, but pretty good doggone career, if you ask me.
Yeah.
Financially speaking.
I'm pretty sure he should have half of that. At least half of it.
He's opened up a restaurant. That's
a
lot of money, man.
He should have that, and
he got walk around money.
Yeah, he should have $100 million assets.
Yeah, because he could, you know, build up on that.
Yeah,
just living off the interest of what he got, man. You know, just he made some money, man. Some serious money. Yeah. He didn't do nothing in the league.
I can't remember now.
I watched him when he played and all that, but I can't remember now one game or one thing he did that really actually stood out. He never developed, and it literally was a situation
but he never got a chance.
Yeah, he was with the Raiders.
He was sorry, and then
he didn't work.
He didn't want to work.
Didn't work. They said they sent him home with blank DVDs to watch.
And he never.
He'll come back and say he watched them, you know?
Yeah.
And they knew it was nothing on
him. They knew right then we got to let him go.
Yeah.
When first chance, when he can play this guaranteed money.
Listen, I don't care what people say, man. That guy was a number one pick, and I was like, man, how can they? I said, they do the black quarterback like that, yada, yada, yada. But he did that to himself.
Yeah, he did it to himself, of course.
Just didn't work, but he made the money. Mm-hmm. Dollars made sense. Man, did you see this thing about the old guy that allegedly had broke a record for a marathon at like 70-something years old?
Uh-uh.
Man, listen. They got this study they was doing. They said that middle-aged, successful white men have gotten into cheating on marathons.
Oh, yeah?
They cheat the times. Like, they come on the course. And so they got smart to a point where they started setting up cameras across the entire courses at some of these big marathons
mm-hmm.
to where they watch you. And they said, like, in two different cities, they saw him leave the course and then re-enter. You know what I'm saying? And so he was supposed to, like, set, like, a world record for somebody being 70-something years old. And people were like, man, there ain't no way he did this and whatever. So they scrutinized it. And now they got a study out there saying that You know who it is. It ain't us. But middle-aged or older successful white men have gotten into bragging and cheating on marathons. Mm-hmm. Like, what's the point?
I mean,
you're not getting paid to do it. You're not getting...
You know why? That clout. They clout.
Clout of saying they did it or whatnot?
Yeah, that's what it's all about. They got money. What else can they do?
To the point where dude is cheating. They didn't call him, or they feel like they've called him, and they, you know... He's like, he didn't do it. He's willing to get a lawyer and fight him and all that stuff about a marathon that he actually paid to run.
He's willing to spend millions of dollars just to prove that lie.
Right.
That's because he got money.
That's it.
He don't care.
That's it. That's crazy to me, man. That's crazy. Hot dog eating contest. Big, could you do it? I couldn't do it. Oh, 74 yeah. Hot dogs?
You'll do better than me.
Yeah, I know I probably eat more than you, but golly, 74 hot dogs?
Yeah,
that's disgusting, man. To eat it and solve the bun.
Man, I can't eat two. I can't eat two weenies without burping on them up. Man, weenies is just
bologna. They just do it to you.
They do it to you. Ain't no way I could do it.
Man, I saw a meme the other day that said that bologna was just hot dog pancakes.
Oh yeah,
bologna is hot dog pancakes.
Yeah, ain't no way I could do that. Yeah. I couldn't eat no more than three hot dogs.
Nah. And they sitting, and they sitting there eating 74 with the bun. You know how bad you got to feel after that, man?
Listen, man. There's no way.
Ugh.
And you know how a hot dog is. You got to have a taste for a hot dog.
Yep. You got to want a hot dog.
You got to want one.
They just sitting there eating hot dogs and throwing them down.
That's crazy, man.
That's up.
They probably won't eat a month after that.
No, not at all. They had to practice, though. They had to practice leading up to it, though. That's the crazy part, man. Insane. Man. So let's close the show out. Ask you once again. I know they say it's 99%, but how you feeling about the Lakers' chances of getting Kawhi? Right now, today?
At the moment. Slim and none.
Guys. When he start talking like this right here, that means he really hoping that he come to L.A. That's what it is.
I honestly think I'm going to be honest with you.
You fine with not getting Kawhi?
Listen, I'm fine with it, but I'm going to tell you, how you going to fly all the way to Toronto just to tell them,
respect?
Why didn't he come to L.A.? Why would you fly to Toronto to meet them in a hotel in Toronto?
Because.
Go through all that customs just to have a meet. Why not? Y'all come to L.A.
Well, he did his customs on a plane. He didn't have to do customs like us. But they have a pitch. So they got a dinner. They got everything. They setting up. Drake is in on the pitch. They got stuff they trying to. They got stuff they trying to do and show him to wow him, which. You ain't gotta do that if I'm already here. Like, I've already been there. You ain't gotta do all that.
Yeah, he not gonna do that. They don't have to do it. But they gonna do it, but they don't have to do that.
No.
I don't know. It just, the longer this go on, the less chance the Lakers gotta get it.
Man, ain't the business of sports just crazy, man? You gotta think about that. He does all that. They do this pitch. They do all that. They make these pitches to these guys. And then you end up giving these guys a boatload of cash. And as soon as they sign with the boatload of cash, then they automatically become... employees, like, then you want them to abide by all the same rules as common folks abide by. Man, you just gave him $200 million. He's not even listening to that right now. It's crazy, man. Crazy thing about that. So you think that trip back to Toronto means that he is definitely going to be...
The longer the free agency lasts, the less chance the Lakers have to get. That's just the way I feel.
Yeah. So...
By him going to Toronto, that kind of scared me right there. I just felt like...
It's just part of it. He's just going... He's got to take the meeting because he announced he's taking
the meeting. No, listen. Okay. You remember last year? We supposed to get Paul George, right? We supposed to get Paul George. Guess what happened? Paul George didn't even take
the meeting.
Because he didn't want to be allowed to be talked in coming to LA.
Right. He had his mind made up. He didn't want to be swayed.
Right. So, and folks don't realize this. That's why I be like, if we had Anthony Davis and Paul George, would y'all be mad about us getting Paul George or Anthony Davis after we already had Paul George? Would y'all be mad then? Because that's who we really supposed to have.
Yeah, LeBron, Paul George, and AD.
Yeah, that's who we really supposed to have. So how would you have felt about that? Would you feel the same way about Kawhi at that situation as you would with the Paul George situation? Same thing.
Same difference, you're right.
You get what I'm
saying?
I agree
with you on that 1,000%.
That's been in the plans. That was supposed to happen. What's happening now was supposed to happen the summer.
Before.
The summer that LeBron came to L.A.
Yeah.
We supposed to got Paul George
and LeBron come over there. Just LeBron is going to be a free agent and just come over there.
But the thing was, the Lakers wasn't high on Paul George as they was on Kawhi. Because remember when Kawhi got put on the block, Magic was trying to get him the whole time. And Pop said, I'm not trading to the L.A.
Right.
You get what I'm saying? But the Lakers... When Paul George got out there, nah, we just gonna wait on him. We ain't finna give up all our assets for Paul George. Remember?
Yeah.
He got offended by it.
They ain't showing the love, right?
Yeah. So he got offended, then actually start liking playing over there. But if we just think, how you think Paul George would feel if we possibly get Kawhi in LA? Realize you missed out on that.
I'm stuck over here with Westbrook.
The same thing Durant done. How do you think he going to feel?
Man, I don't know. But listen, I'm going to go ahead and say this right here, man. I actually think that I see him going to Toronto, but with him dragging it out, lollygagging and all this stuff, man, I'm saying Kawhi to L.A., man. No. I ain't trying to jinx. I really ain't.
No, that's good for Toronto. The longer, it's better for Toronto.
Because he made no hasty decision? Or
right. He made no irrational thinking on that. He actually weighing all his options. Because they got the upper hand for the simple fact that they don't have to, he don't have to wonder.
He know what's going on there.
He know what's going
on
there.
He know what he can do with his training staff. He know the time management. He know the
organization. He know everything.
He know he got a GM that's really got his back. But yeah, man, so we're going to ride out with that, man. And we'll just reconvene when we figure out where the claw going.
Yeah.
We'll do that. Show the true colors, I'm a bona fide plug. Got a real good bug, got a white run up. Got a cow killer slug, nigga say gon' rob me. I think not, every time I buy a new, tryna buy a new Glock. I'm rich dog, I'm gon' buy a nigga block. All they rapping got a nigga too high, so a nigga might quit. Cause I made more money from the marijuana shit. Drop a bag on the scale, then I drop me a hit. Tryna sabotage, can't stop this shit. I ain't have a car, I was walking this shit. Now these thoughts be stalking this shit. All these blues, I'ma pocket this shit. When you shootin' out, make sure you don't miss. Got two AMS with made up names. I'ma go swipe with them for a bust down train. Got a bad little baby and she rockin' French braids. Why we never see you? Cause I don't like fame. She been riding all night, so I know that she drained. Any hundreds on me blue, nigga, just like the flame. Growing up, all a nigga went through with pain. Jumped out the balcony with 12 candles.